entering a mock draft.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Fantasy Football Show. Live! Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
It's Baked In, boys. It is Baked In, boys. Mock draft time, baby. 2022 live mock drafts. This time we are on ESPN. This is the mock right here. Link has been dropped. A lot of you filled it really, really quickly. I dropped the link early into the graveyard chat, so it filled up very, very fast. And we are all set to go. We've got a lot of usual suspects in here. A lot of different names in here, but everybody's got different names on every different platform. We even got a couple, I believe two or so randos in here. They don't even know what they're looking at. They don't know what Team Smitty is. They don't know who we are. They don't know how we're going to draft in this draft, but let's roll. We're in this mock. This is the countdown. It's ESPN. We may try and do another one. I don't know. Part of me's, you know what we can do? Here's the throne draft, by the way. Let's do this. Let's do this because this is how I roll. Let's do another mock draft on Sleeper at the same time because that's how I roll. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this quickly. I'll try my best. Is this a 10-second mock draft settings? Yeah. Whew, I think I checked. All right. This link right here, I'm copying it. Go back to the ESPN draft. I will drop the Sleeper mock draft in the link right now. Boom. Are in the chat right now. Boom. So we'll flip back and forth between the two. I don't mind doing that for you. I work for you. Let's share screen. And let's roll. Let's roll. I've got OCD, so let's just move that out of the way. This just bothered me. It was like right here. I don't know. Okay. Is this draft starting? Like, what am I doing here? Edit draft rankings. Draft room. Enter draft room. Okay. Sleeper draft is full, so I'm going to hit start on that bad boy. Boom. Let's go. Go ahead. I like doing two. We'll do, you know, maybe we should do an ESPN and a Sleeper draft side by side like this more often. You guys like that idea? I'm pretty down for that idea. Looks like your boy Smitty's picking 10 just where I want to have him. Just where I got everybody right where I want them, especially these two or three randos in here, these casuals that don't know who we are or what we're about. They just think they're drafting with Grandma, Uncle Bob, Uncle Bud, but they have no idea they're drafting with your boy Smitty and all of you, and we're going to terrorize the mock draft with our knowledge and all the stuff you get from the Fantasy Football Show College. All right, I'm up in about 7 picks in this one. Let's go back here and see what's what. Oh, God. 2-minute timer. Oh. We may not get through this whole draft on this live. I might have to bounce before we get to like the 5th round. 2 minutes? Oh, it doesn't begin in 2 minutes. Okay. It's starting. It's letting everybody, you know, get into the draft room because they're not, you know, they're slow. Grandma takes a while. Uncle Bud's got to go crack a beer and come back. So we'll come back to that. Carrick is on the clock. In the draft, it went Taylor, Harris, Jefferson, Eckler, Henry, Jamar Chase, Christian McCaffrey, Cooper Kupp. Frake is on the clock. What's up, Frakey? We got Clark. What is that? Clark. Lazard, 49er. We'll call him 49er. We got Hefe in the building. Swift. Nice pick, Frake. I like Swift. 1 minute and fuck. God. What's time? Is this draft near a black hole? Is that why things are so slow over on this side? It's like we kicked this draft off well after this one. We got it going like last minute and we're already to pick 10. That might be why we don't do ESPN. ESPN is like it's just a snail pace, man. It's just, I do like it. I do like ESPN. Kind of feels more at home, to be honest. I'm torn between Sleeper. As a commish, I like Sleeper. As a player, I like, Javonte went. Oh, that's right. I like deploying the good old wide receiver from this positioning here. Let's pull up the wideouts. Let's go CD Lamb and Diggs and try that old approach. Okay, let's go back to Snailville. Oh, good. We're starting soon. Fantastic. So glad we didn't sit here and wait on this one the whole time. Oh, that's my boy Matthew. Matthew Berry. Number one, JT. I also feel like, oh, you get it down at the bottom here. So you're going to see the draft picks come up a little slowly. So be patient. Hefe's going to time out with the Javonte pick. Ooh, oh, almost timed out there, Hefe. Okay, so we're still on pick two. Looks like Khan over here. Khan from the two spots taking his sweet time. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's like, oh my God, I never thought I'd be in this position. Like, he didn't have time to prepare knowing he was the number two pick. Like there's much to even debate. What are you thinking about, Khan? Hurry up, bro. He fell asleep. ESPN took so long, he fell asleep. Who'd he take? Austin Eckler. Okay. All right, I'm probably already up in the other draft. Go over here and check it out. Maybe ESPN slower than molasses. Yeah, bro. Like, again, as an owner, I do prefer ESPN. I do. As an owner, I like checking waivers better on ESPN. I like submitting trades better on ESPN. I like setting my lineup, searching for players. All that stuff is just smoother and better on ESPN. As a commish for mock drafting and commissioning, Sleepers is smoother. It's just a little bit better. How is... Oh, God, I almost got nausea. Okay, so... I'm on the clock. Man, I don't know if I like what's going on here. I'm going to go ahead and reach a little bit on Javonte and see how that feels. Because I didn't like the way the running backs were falling off the board. You can see the draft log creeping up. So JT, Austin Eckler, Cooper Kupp, McCaffrey, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Henry, Harris, Swift. Swift was gone. I'm going to try running back in this draft here. Running back, wide receiver, potentially. I'll go best player available, of course. But I thought, you know what, rather than wait for Javonte to fall, and all you snipers out there, snipe them from me, I'm going to take them early, and then I'm going to let the wide receivers fall, because I'm okay with Lamb or Debo here. I'm okay with Lamb or Debo, and I'm getting one or the other most likely. And if I don't, I'll take, I could take Cook. I'll take Cook in the second round. There's a time and a place to take Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook falls, you take him, you know, in one league. If he falls, you take him in one league. You don't reach for him at 4 or 5, but I'm okay with it if he falls. Okay, four's up. I'm not up on this in this draft, but I'm on deck here. Who am I going with? Okay, I'm on the clock. Who went? Dalvin Cook went. Okay, this is a pretty easy call for me. I think I'm going to go with Debo Samuel. I'm looking down the board here. Yeah, I'm going Debo. So your boy Smitty's got Javonte Williams. You can see it in the left corner here. Javonte Williams, Debo Samuel. Real nice start. Real nice start on the ESPN draft. Over here, from the 12, your boy Smitty's got Diggs and Lamb Chops. We're going wide receiver. We went best player available. We didn't worry about drafting a position. I got to take a running, but we took wide receiver, because they were the two best ballers on the board. And from this 12 pick, it's really hard to get sniped. It's awesome. You can telegraph what you're doing. It's absolutely bananas, this 12 pick in 2022. Absolutely love it. It has officially passed, unless I'm in a magazine draft, you know, with a bunch of magazine drafters and grandma and some of the ESPN guys we're probably drafting with here. There's two or three casuals in here. If I'm in a league with them or grandma or Uncle Bud, or the work league that you're probably in. Some of you have work leagues that I'm sure there are grandmas in there. In that type of format, you know, 1.1 is probably pretty nice. But when you're drafting with ballers that know what they're doing, I like the 12 pick over the 1. I like the 12 pick over the one. You can rip me apart all you want. I've never, ever once in the history of my fantasy football career, which is 20 years in the making, never once have I liked any pick better than the one pick, ever. I absolutely love liked anything over the one pick. I absolutely love the 12 pick. All right, let me get back to this. Did I time out? No. Good gracious, how slow is this draft, bro? Okay, you guys sniped Burrow and Herbert from me. I even like Mahomes here, though. Like, I a lot of times I'll cue Mahomes. Okay, so this is probably the worst case scenario you could possibly be in from the 12 pick. You guys know where I'm going. You snipe me like crazy, and you take away all of the amazing options, literally down to the final player. But guess what? I still like Gibby and Mahomes enough, and I needed a running back. He was the best running back on the board. I could have took Mahomes and Gibby if that made you feel better. I still like that team right there. This is the worst case scenario. There's no way in real life outside of our microcosm of fantasy football greatness you're going to find yourself in that position in the 12th spot. You're just not. So this is your worst case scenario, and I don't mind it at all. Diggs, Lamb Chops, Gibby, and Mahomes. It's pretty darn good. All right, what are we looking at over here? Gibby over Monty? Why not? If you draft Monty over Gibby, I don't have a problem with that, Sandu. Gibby, Monty, Gibby. Like, how do you debate that one, you know? We're just doing mock draft today. Let me fix this graphic here. It's preference, man. There's nothing wrong with Gibby over Monty or Monty over Gibby. Either one is absolutely fine. I don't know if you were saying that like it was a bad pick or just asking the question. Yeah, I like Gibby. Okay, this will be a while until I get back here. Oh, I'm almost on the clock here. All right, let's cue some people up here. Nick Chubb, I'll cue. Man, this ADP. Oh, that's what happens when someone snags your cued player. I get you, Matthew. I'm on the clock. Okay. Let's go by. We got a lot of time, right? 36. Not a lot of time. Okay, ETN. Let's go ETN. So I have Javonte Williams, ETN, and Debo. Very, very good. Very good. Very, very good. Over here. Still a ways away from my pick. I got Diggs, Lamb Chops, Gibby, and Mahomes. All right, let's cue some people. Starting to like Elijah Mitchell a little more again. You know, there's some concern, obviously, about them drafting this Ty Davis Price character. But I'm starting to really, really open up to the idea of Mitchell at the late fifth, but definitely top of the. Silly Matthew. All right, I'm up. So I've got. Oh, God, this is like. What do you do in this situation? Javonte, ETN, Debo. I got Mahomes, Pitts, and DK there. Let's take DK. That's a squad right there. Javonte, ETN, Debo, and DK. I'm fine with that.
Guess they have their eye on him too.
Silly Matthew. Man, this is a good team. Let's go through these teams. We've got Avi with McCaffrey, Kamara, and Brown. Why are you drafting? Well, I guess you got him in the third round. Yeah, okay. I'm okay with that, I guess. But it's definitely a risk. I think I've seen you draft Kamara over and over, Avi. I don't know what it is about you believing in the underdog all the time. Like, you just, he's not going to get suspended. You probably believe, Avi, tell me if I'm accurate here. You probably believe Watson and Kamara both aren't going to get long suspensions, right? Just be honest with me.
If they have their eye on him, too.
Be honest with me. It's okay if that's how you feel. That's just who you are. And you don't have to apologize for who you are, Avi. But I do want to know what you're thinking there. If you could give me an honest answer. Okay, we're a ways away in this one. I'm going to get back over to the sleeper draft. Avi, do you feel like Watson and Kamara both are going to serve small suspensions? Please answer the question, and please be honest. Kamara, late second round, I like it. You better not, Avi, because that's not packaging in the risk, buddy boy. But answer the question. I'm very curious. I'm not hating on the answer. I really believe you are an underdog. You know, and Avi, I want you in my corner because you're always going to believe in the underdog. You're always going to have your people's back. I get it. I appreciate it. Nothing wrong with it. Here's this 5.112 is such a tough pick. I'm hopefully they don't, but probably will. Okay. At least you're being honest there. But I'm not going to go quarterback here because I'd go quarterback later, but Who would I even take here? AJ Dillon? I'm going to time out if I'm not careful. Hollywood Brown's pretty good here. We'll go Hollywood Brown. So Diggs, Lamb Chops, Gibby, Mahomie, Hollywood. Love it. Love it. Taking that team into battle every single Sunday. And no, I only have one running back. I had a back-to-back. I could have taken AJ Brown. I would have taken AJ Brown and Hollywood Brown. So my running backs would have been kind of like balls to the wall, crazy as can be, but I'd have Gibby and AJ Dillon. Hefe, Javonte, Cook, Waddle, Higgins, Prescott, I like it. Adams, Mixon, Burrow, McLaurin, Pollard. That's pretty crafty. I don't mind it at all. Top six, probably. Both you guys are top six, but I don't know. I might have to take that away because it looks like a lot of good teams in here. This team's really kind of nicely built. It's crafty. It's under the radar. I'm a little ways away. Doesn't have a second running back yet, but you were coming back around. Maybe you would have got an AJ Dillon type. So really like that team. Debo, AJ Brown, Pitts, Hurts. You got a lot of balance there. Even though you're thin at running back, you still balanced out pretty good. I like it. Top six. We got three of the top six are gone. I don't know if we're going to bump somebody out here. Cooper Kupp, AJ, Aaron Jones. I've live streamed so much today. About two and a half hours on IG. I would say after this mock draft, it's going to be about 6 to 6.5 hours on YouTube. I'm just completely fried. Cooper Kupp, Aaron Jones, Herbert, Mike Williams, Eli Mitchell. Pretty crafty. I like it. McCaffrey, Kelsey, Fournette, Pittman, Elliott. Is that... That looks like Herbert. Pittman and Fournette and Elliott. It looks like Herbert's team. I don't like the last three picks. I don't mind Pittman, but I just think everybody's overdrafting him. And I don't like Elliott. He's okay there, though. Fifth round is about right, but I still don't love it. And Fournette's way too high in the third for me. But I mean, the McCaffrey Kelsey start's pretty interesting, bro. I kind of like it. If you're gonna go McCaffrey, this is like, you know, you're gonna go Kelsey one more year too, ride or die. Let's go. I just don't know about those other picks, but I mean, that's preference. That's just me. Chase Hill, Monty, Kittle, Brady. That's an interesting build. I like it. Henry, Barkley, Andrews, Lamar, Allen Robinson. Not bad. Eckler, Josh Allen, Kamara, Waller, DJ Moore. You know, I like this team, but Kamara's probably going to miss a lot of time. If he misses three or four games, you're going to be right there for sure. Okay, I'm almost up here. Okay, I could go Lamar. Oh, Burrow's still there. You got to be crazy. What is wrong with this world over here on ESPN? You got to be out of your mind. Really? Burrow's sitting here? Uh-huh. He's ranked so low. ESPN. I love this. We got to do more drafts over here. I know if we're all together, we wouldn't really let this happen, but wow. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Eckler, Josh Allen, Kamara Waller. I like the team. It's just, you know, we know what's going to happen if Eckler misses 6 to 8 games or something crazy. It's like, that's a big loss. Jefferson, Hall. Hall's too, a little too early there. Try to let him fall to 3.3 in these exercises to, you know, just know in your mind you'd get him at 3.3 9 times out of 10. So if you don't get him, I'm on the clock again. I got Herbert, which is fantastic. Schultz is there. We're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This would be the 6th round. That's not too bad for Schultz. It's not too early. Hopkins is kind of interesting with this build. You know, I could almost wait on him. My team's so good, I could wait on him. Waller's really good here. Pollard. Oh, Walker. We're in this. Yeah. this team. What? Out of your mind. What are you guys doing in here? These two or three, we might have three casuals in here, are just letting me steal candy from the baby here. Burrow, Javonte, Travis Etienne, Debo Samuel, DK Metcalf, Kenneth Walker. I'm walking to the bank, baby. Okay, so as I was saying, Austin, let Hall fall a little bit. I mean, I understand your mock drafting and stuff, but you're going to ruin his ADP. You keep taking him at 2.10. Try and get him at 3.1. And if you can't, if you're drafting at 3.3, try to let him fall. And if he doesn't, just in your mind, say, I would have got Hall. With this team, I would have got Hall and be fine with it. You're going to ruin his ADP, bro. We got to all be careful not to ruin Breece Hall's ADP. Chubb. This is a good team, bro. Jefferson, Hall, Chubb, Cooper, Murray. What other wide receiver could you have taken instead of Cooper? Because I'm not real fond of Cooper. You could have got... I probably would have taken DJ Moore. Yeah, not that I hate Cooper, but he's going to have a lot of volatility. Give me DJ Moore, bro. And then this team's top four. Harris, Etienne, Metcalf, Walker. Oh, a little too early on Walker. Ruining his ADP. Wait till that 5.2 pick at least. Let him have a 5th round ADP, for goodness sakes, Snotty. This team's good. I like it. I like it, Snotty. We ran out of top 6 spots. There's just too many good teams. This is why I was struggling with my 3.12 and 4.1, is because you guys absolutely crushed the draft. Every single one of these teams is phenomenal. I'm a proud coach right now. I'm absolutely proud. I'm like a proud papa of 11 children, which sounds really overwhelming. It's scary and expensive. Taylor, Evans, Keenan Allen, Connor, Akers. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about, yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. All right. I'm going to try this 4 pick. Copy link. Drop it into the live chat. Boom. Who we got in here from the YouTube exclusive group? Avatar's in here. Appreciate you, Avatar Vamp. Jacob. Jacob. You guys are amazing. Fantastic. Hit that thumb up button and smash that subscribe button. Dalvin Cook it. Let's roll. Okay, over on this side here, boy, Smitty could use a tight end. Dawson Knox is pretty good. Freiermuth is good. Wide receivers available are like Ayuk and Russell Gage, and I mean, there's still some good talent available at wide receiver. Running back, I do have Javonte. I could grab Gordon here, but I don't know. I don't really need, like, I'm not going to force that, to be honest, guys. 27 seconds left. What's going on over here? Oh, God. Barely got that in. I'm going to time out on this one over here, too. Hold on, Matthew. Don't rush. Don't yell at me. Let's just go, Ayuk. I was going to time out. Matthew was rushing me. Smitty, what happened to the freestyle battle? Go watch it, Don. It's on the 7 p.m. show. We moved it up. It's probably in the first, like, maybe around, like, 18 minutes, 20 minutes in. Go check it out. It was fabulous, Don Draper. It was glorious. I believe the reason Rockout and Asher are not in this graveyard chat is they got signed to record deals, probably, is what I'm guessing. Got ripped from us. I knew it was going to happen. The moment we let Asher and Rockout bust out freestyle, I knew we were going to lose them. Let's go to the tight end position. Let's take good old Dawson Knox. Man, that team's phenomenal. Joe Burrow, Javonte Williams, Travis Etienne, Debo Samuel, DK Metcalf, Dawson Knox, Kenneth Walker, Brandon Ayuk. Does anybody think that team's not fire? Am I delusional? Loving my team that much? What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Right here on the left-hand side of the screen. Burrow, Javonte, Etienne, Debo, Metcalf, Dawson, Walker, Brandon Ayuk. It's phenomenal. Yeah. High upside, Smitty. Thank you, Cameron. Yeah, we can't have nice things, meaning AKA we can't let our musicians debut themselves in a rap battle like on the 7 p.m. show. If you missed it, go watch it. It's about 20 minutes in or so, maybe 15 minutes in. And these guys come out and just drop fire. Rap battle, Rockout versus Asher. It was like Michael Bublé versus Eminem, or Red Hot. Eminem meets Red Hot Chili Peppers. So it was two completely different styles. Asher had a little advantage. He came in with the electric guitar. Rockout had to kind of sing to the strum of his drum. And Rockout said a line, though, that was unbelievable. What did he say? Was it Rockout or Asher? One of the two said something about... I gotta find it and clip it. Javonte falling to 2.4? Wow. That's about normal. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like we shouldn't see that. We should see that. In our mock draft communities, why I'm shocked. Like, that's where he should go. You can get him there in drafts, people. Get ready for it. Get excited for it. Almost everyone watching right now, when you draft, you're going to be so much happier than you are in these drafts. These are the worst case scenarios. We are like-minded individuals sniping each other left and right. You're going to see people fall. That's why I love trading down into round 2 and round 3 and stockpiling your picks, because there will be so much talent waiting for you. AJ Brown's a little early here. But you guys are just absolute... I mean, you have no other choice when you snipe the heck out of me. And I don't want to ruin Breece Hall's ADP. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it. If push came to shove, I would take him here. But I don't want to ruin it. And I'm not saying you guys can't take them if you want. Do what you want. I'll yell at you a little bit, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to participate in moving Josh Allen. I just saw Josh Allen get drafted. Moving Breece Hall's ADP up. Oh, I'm almost on the clock here. Michael Carter. I love me some Ramondre Stevenson this year. I love me some... Madison, some Tyler Allgeier. Oh, God, I'm on the clock in both leagues. Man. Kind of see why Avi's taking Kamara in these situations. You know, I don't go Andrews early much. Let's try it. In this draft, it's getting late in this draft. I'm not really that concerned about timing out anymore, to be honest. Let's go with the good old... I don't take James Cook very often. Let's take James Cook. Let's assume James Cook gets into the mix here. We're on a lot of autos, so this will go a lot quicker. What's going on here? Hefe's timing out. I'm going to select... You know, we've got Ayuk on the bench. I'm going to stockpile some running backs here. I'm going to go ahead and take... I'm going bold. Tyler Allgeier. I want him on the squad. You could be looking at a real surprise running back 2-3 in fantasy. I'm serious. I know I'm really high on a lot of rookies. I got four rookie running backs. I'm not high on all rookies, though. I'm not super high on the rookie wide receiver class. I'm just not. I feel like there are four really... I mean, I even like Damian Pierce. I mean, I like a lot of the rookies, but I feel like there are four really good running back situations in 2022 fantasy football. And Tyler Allgeier and Rashad White are the two others to go along with the obvious Kenneth Walker and Breece Hall. I love Allgeier. I love Rashad White. I want both of these guys on my roster in 2022. I believe both of them have the potential to climb in and be absolute surprise monsters. And all the doubters are just baked into the portion of people that want to continue to rip on them and hold their ADPs down. We don't have to worry about their ADPs climbing too much because, you know, I feel like there's too many haters built in. There's too many haters built into Rashad White. There's too many Fournette people that are willing to go to bat for Fournette to hold down Rashad White's ADP, and I absolutely love it. With all the auto picks, it looks like I'll be popping up on the clock a little quicker here. We may not go super long tonight. I know we've mock drafted 2 and 3 hours before. We may really only just roll through one more 10-second mock draft. Smitty's been live all day. I promised you guys some mock drafts tonight. So while I was sitting in bed a little while ago, watching Vikings season, I believe I'm near the end of season 3. I said to myself, Cameron's in here and he's going to be upset. Avi's going to be disappointed. Don Draper is going to be disappointed. A Peace and Love is going to be upset. 49er. Every one of you in here I knew were waiting around for me to come in and mock draft because I mock draft almost every night. And the only two nights I don't necessarily go live, I got to do the Dynasty video too. We might have to go live on the Dynasty channel right after this. I got to keep up with that. I got to do one video a day on the new Dynasty channel. Guys, can you subscribe to the Dynasty channel while we're waiting? Please get on over there. I'm going to pin it. Can you do this now? So that when we jump over, you're not like trying to figure out, oh, where did he go? Where is he going? If you do this now, it'll be better for everybody. We're going to go live after this over on the Dynasty channel. I'm on the clock. Let's just scoop up all these running backs. I guess we'll check out... let's check out the backup quarterbacks. Let's see who's there. Yeah. Mr. Mac. I'm up again. Eli Mitchell. I don't have a running back yet. This is a pretty good running back to have with my zero running back approach. I mean, in this situation, like 4.9 is early for Eli Mitchell, but you guys are scooping up the running backs like mad. Rondell. Dotson's been looking. I don't know. Dotson, sure. Whatever. Alright, I better queue. I don't have a quarterback. I don't necessarily need one with the options available. I'm not going JK. He's not ready. Freak is on the clock. I always love Hollywood Brown. I love Mike Williams. I would have taken Kenneth Walker. I knew Freak was going to do it, though. Running back. I mean, God, I make fun of people that take Zeke at this place, but he's the best running back I get. AJ Dillon. I don't know. I need a running back, but I'm not forcing it. I'm just going to pick the best player available. Hollywood. Jefferson, AJ Brown, Andrews, Mitchell. Not my best team. Not super proud of that team. But, you know, you're not going to like every draft you do. You're not going to like every draft you do. Taylor, Barkley, Hall, Kittle, DJ Moore. I would have loved to have seen you grab. I like your approach. I think in a real draft, you would have had a wide receiver fall to 12 that you liked better than Barkley, in my opinion. Maybe you love Barkley there. Avatar's got Eckler, Josh Allen, Metcalf, Pittman, Jacobs. That's not too bad, Avatar. Freak has Harris, Evans, Etienne, Deontay, Kenneth Walker. I really do like that squad. That's good. I don't know. I'm almost done with this draft. This draft's almost dead to me. It's taking so... I hate going into the later rounds. It's so boring. Sure. Trevor Lawrence, yay. So I got Burrow, Javonte, Etienne, Debo, DK, Metcalf, Knox, Kenneth Walker, Ayuk. I'm on the clock again. Give me a backup. Whatever. All right, I'm going on auto drafts. I don't even care anymore. Deuce is ESPN. Good teams, guys. Oh, what's Avi's team? Avi's got McCaffrey, Kamara, AJ Brown, McLaurin, Kittle. Nice work, bro. That's a good squad. I like it. I'll leave this open in case somebody else wants me to review their team from this group. Harris, Evans, Etienne, Deontay Walker. I like it. Jefferson, AJ Brown, Andrews, Mitchell, Hollywood. Guys, the reason I say not to draft Andrews in the third round or Kelsey in the second round is just because it doesn't... You're going to chase one of the positions. You're either going to get your wide receivers you love, or you're going to lack at running back, or you're going to get your running backs you love and lack at wide receiver and quarterback. I just don't like it. You chase more than one position. You're chasing quarterback and running back, or you're chasing wide receiver and quarterback. It just doesn't build a good squad, or a well-rounded squad, in my opinion. Kupp, Hill, Herbert, Montgomery, Hockenson. Interesting. Chase and Aaron Jones... James Conner, Murray, Duty, McCaffrey, Chubb, Higgins, Fournette, Mike Williams. Carrick is Derrick Henry, Debo, Pitts, McLaurin, Dillon. I like this if Henry stays healthy. Snoddy has Diggs, Javonte, Waddle, Lamar. What's going on? I'm going to turn the sound off on that. I don't need to be screamed at while I'm already screaming. Diggs, Javonte, Waddle, Jackson, Schultz. I really do like that, Snoddy. That's pretty good. 49ers got Adams, Lamb, Burrow, Gibby, Elliott. Pretty good running backs considering you waited. I like it. Cook, Kelsey, Kamara, Keenan Allen, Akers. Obviously a lot living on Akers and Kamara. Double A. I didn't even know you were in here, Double A. I'm sorry I didn't pay attention. Mixon, Swift, Waller, Mahomes, Sutton. Interesting team. Waller is so high, though, there. I mean, he's a fifth rounder to me. And he's a good fifth rounder, but he's a fifth rounder. And if you had just got a wide receiver there, like, who fell? McLaurin even. I mean, I think you'd probably get Waddle or DK in a real draft, so you kind of got sniped, but I think even Keenan Allen or definitely McLaurin would have made your team instead of Waller about, I don't know, top 5 to 6 worthy is what I would have said on that. But man, that's why we mock draft. That's why we mock draft. Good job. Proud of you, good buddies. All of you. Proud of Papa tonight. 2-pick. I'm going 2-pick. I'm going to also set this for a 10-second timer because this is our last mock draft of the night. Your boy Smitty has to go to, not to sleep, but I need to unwind. I've been live way too long. Please subscribe to the Dynasty channel. I'll be going live on the Dynasty channel for about 8 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes max, to talk about what player, who are we talking about on the Dynasty channel. That link to the Dynasty channel is pinned in the live chat. Please subscribe now so you have it handy. What are we talking about in the Dynasty chat? Please let me know what topic you would like. What player? We do one-shot topics, one player. So give me a name that you want to talk about. Hefe takes Jonathan Taylor. I'm going to grab Najee. Who are we talking about? How you doing, Proud Papa Smitty? I'm good, Shoddy. Who are we talking about tonight on the Dynasty channel? London. I don't know that I'm going to have a lot to say on London right now. I don't want to talk negative about him, but I'm also going to... I want to see a little more of him in practices and before I start making judgments, because I honestly do want to hold off and reserve judgment because I know he's got a lot of talent. I'm just not huge on his quarterback situation right now. So drop a couple of other names. Let's figure out what we're doing. 70 in here. Hit the thumb up button if you're new. Please subscribe if you're new. We mock draft almost every single night. And this is like the side, this is like the side piece of the channel. Like we go live to talk news and take phone calls and answer fantasy voicemails for like literally an hour or two every single day, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Football Show YouTube channel that you're watching right now. This little side piece action is like an extracurricular activity we do where we mock draft pretty much every night, sometimes 1, 2, 3 hours long. So if you're enjoying what you're seeing here, I promise you the 7 p.m. show is going to be about a million times better to you when you watch that bad boy. And we go live Monday through Friday, every single weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's how we roll. It's how Dad did it. It's how we do it now. And it's not going to stop until Smitty just becomes an old man. Okay. What am I doing? Avi, see you tomorrow, pal.
Until next time, Bubba. Catch you later, Bubba.
Later, Avi. Oh, God. No! 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 Sorry about that, guys. I was timing out. I just punched it. I just ruined Breece Hall's ADP. I just yelled at all of you for taking him too early. And it just... I mean... I'd probably take him here, though, in a draft. I'd probably take him here, and I wouldn't even apologize. I'd just do it. I'm not going to do what I did earlier and put myself in a box. I'm taking a wide receiver. I'm going to time out. I got to take DK. It's a little early. I get it. I'm sorry. I didn't have anybody queued. Who was there? Waddle, DK. He's probably the best wide receiver, in my opinion, anyway. McLaurin, Waddle, DK. Those are the top wide receivers left. I could have went Kyle Pitts, but... I could have went Kyle Pitts or Andrews. Kyle Pitts would have been too early. I could have maybe went a quarterback, but I didn't want to take Herbert there. I wanted to take a wide receiver. I'm fine with it. These are two reaches, but I do like them very, very much. This is basically this is a team I really like here, even though it feels very reach, you know, geared. That a lot, I think a lot of people have a problem with this team I'm drafting here. I think a lot of people would have a problem with it. I don't think it'd get high scores. I think you get a lot of people thinking it's a mistake. Brees Hall too early, DK too early. Just complete waste of picks, I'm sure a lot of people would run their mouth about. And that's fine. That's why we play the game. But I personally feel like this team would actually ball out and be one of those teams that, yeah, you reach a little bit, but depending on your 10-second timer or what's rushing you, it's a team I'd definitely go to war with. I'm not ashamed of the three players there. It does feel early. Have a great day, bro. Is Shoddy out of here? Whoever's saying bye.
Until next time, Bubba. Catch you later.
Take it easy. Take it easy. I want to see those. Oh, you guys are too funny, man. I better start queuing up a few players because this 10 seconds is really tough. It literally goes by in a snap. I don't know. I just had to press the button. This 10 second stuff is, I'm still not used to it. I just had to press a button. I just got a timeout. Here I'd probably go, I don't know. It's going to go fast. I don't have anybody queued. But two people. Sure. Sure. It is stressful. It's kind of like getting yelled at by your old lady while you're drafting. It really is good for us to do these 10-second drafts. It really is. Like, you get rushed. You got to make a decision. You kind of go ballsy. Like, you kind of reach a little bit because you're going to time out. I like Hurts, 49er. You know what? I'm going to give Hurts a moonshot. Like, I don't give these out like candy.
To the moon.
I don't give out moonshots like candy. For me to give Jalen Hurts a moonshot, you know I like him. He deserves it. Penny versus Walker. My thoughts. Okay, let's do that on the Dynasty channel right now. That's a really good topic, Roberto. And of course the answer is Kenny Walker, but let's talk about it on the Dynasty channel. Kenny Walker versus Penny, and talk about Kenny Walker's Dynasty value. We have a lot of Dynasty content on Kenny, but that's okay. We'll incorporate Penny. Najee, Breece Hall, DK, Kyler Murray, Waller. I'm sorry, but that's a reach and a half on a few of those, and I still love it. I still love that team. Breece Hall, Najee Harris, DK, Kyler Murray. I was timing out. I just had to click on the first player I saw that I'd be okay owning. Like, it's 10-second timer. In Waller, I didn't know what to do on the Waller pick. I was going to take Kenneth Walker, and I had to just press a button. But I really like the team. It's solid. Taylor, Kelsey, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Jackson, Jefferson, Aaron Jones, Higgins, Mitchell, Hurts, Derrick Henry, Evans, Herbert, DJ Moore, Walker. That's pretty good. Chase Hill, Mahomes, Gibson, Deontay. I like that. Kupp, Chubb, Andrews, Fournette, Russell Wilson, McCaffrey, A.J. Brown, Barkley. I like Barkley more there. That's where I like Barkley. That's a good value for Barkley. I don't like him in the second round. Pittman, not a huge fan of Pittman in the fourth round. I'm just not. Umberger's in the house. I didn't even know that. Umberger took Swift, Allen, Kamara, Kittle, Pollard. No wide receivers, Umberger. Umberger, you're always unorthodox, bro. You're either on a yacht or you're in a cave. Okay? You're either not here for 6 months or a year, or you're here every single night. You're either eating burgers or you're eating steaks. You're either drafting running backs or wide receivers, but never the same. Never the two. Umberger is like that guy. You know, that guy that literally, he's on a plane, and then you never hear from him for a year. And he comes back from the Maldives, you know, with the cigar company that he owns, and a few laundry mats that now he runs. Like, and then the next day he's in charge of a casino. Like, this Umberger character it's like out of a movie. It's The Great Gatsby, pretty much, is how I see Umberger. Adams, Debo, Akers, Connor. I don't love these two running backs, but I get what you're doing. Eckler, Javonte, Pittsburgh, Hollywood. I love that team. That's a weird built team. No wide receivers till round five, and you still pull off a Hollywood Brown. That's the kind of team I'm talking about. Top five team, easy. Clapping Cheeks has got Diggs, Cook, Etienne, Waddle. You could clap some that could clap some cheeks on Sundays, bro. Mixon, Lamb, Monty, McLaurin, Elliott. Nice job, guys. Nice job. We are live every single Monday through Friday. 7 p.m. Eastern. Order my text line at thefantasyfootballshow.com. Order the text line. Order the bold predictions. Order the content. Get over there and do it. Do it live. I'll see you all tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be here. Right now, we're going to the Dynasty channel. There are literally still about 50 to 60 of you popping in and out of here. The Dynasty channel is linked in the live chat. Click it. We're going live in T-minus 2 to 3 minutes, maybe less, to talk about Kenny Walker and Rashad Penny. Maybe we'll talk a little Tyler Allgeier to make the episode a little different than the norm. So on to the Dynasty channel. Comment below. Once the video posts on YouTube, it has zero comments. I answer 99.9% of the comments. And see you all tomorrow. Unless breaking news breaks, I go live whenever there's breaking news. See you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, appreciate you. Again, click on that link that's pinned in the live chat. We're going to the Dynasty channel right now. Click the link now.